There's a lot of stuff going on at WSJM.com. Be sure to go and learn more about the Ultimate Labor Day Summer Giveaway. There's a lot of really cool stuff that you can win. First, you got to get qualified, though, so go learn more about that. We've had some live broadcasts, some live stops all around where you could get bonus entries. So there's a schedule. So mark it in your calendars, synchronize your watches, whatever you need to do, because I want you to win all that really cool stuff. I'll talk more about that a little bit later on today. But today is Thursday, June 16th. Lots of things to get to this morning as you're starting your day. This is pretty cool news. Fantastic, really. We may not have to give up on styrofoam cups because researchers in Australia have actually started feeding this garbage, all the discarded styrofoam cups, to worms. These are called darkling beet larvae or superworms. And a microbiologist, Christina Rinke, says that this is promising for the future of recycling. And let's raise a styrofoam cup and cheers to these really cool worms. So if you want to have a good worm conversation next time you're having coffee with coworkers, there you go. How about breakfast? Breakfast sounds good, right? Maybe you, you're a fan of Pop-Tarts. I do like a good Pop-Tart, especially when I'm on the go. Didn't know that they're making a Pop-Tarts movie. And it's going to star a lot of big actors. Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant, James Marsden, Christian Slater, and Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld hasn't done a movie since, I think, the B movie. But it's going to be called The Pop-Tarts Movie, Unfrosted, The Pop-Tarts Story. The reason I think this is pretty cool is it's going to chronicle the rise of the Pop-Tart and take place in 1963, right here in Michigan, probably in Cereal City, with Battle Creek. I'm wondering if they'll do on-location filming for that, and maybe we'll be able to have a chance to see some of these big stars up in Battle Creek. I think that would be pretty cool. And if you know somebody that's getting married anytime soon, there is a bride that has gone viral on TikTok for her wedding dress, and we know how much brides spend on wedding dresses. Honestly, it's ridiculous. Some in the five figures when it comes to the price. Well, this girl got her dress for $3.75 at a thrift shop. She even got her shoes there, too. Those were a little bit pricey. She paid $8 for those. But her name is Jillian Lynch, and she's an avid thrifter who says that she's never even considered going to a bridal shop. So if you want to get creative but also want to save a lot of money, maybe check out the thrift shop, because there's a good chance somebody has gotten rid of either a wedding dress or just a really nice dress. They've just donated it to a thrift store. So if you want to save quite a lot of money, I mean, honestly, she paid about $12 for this stuff instead of, $1,200 or even $12,000. I know people that have spent almost $10,000 on a dress that they will literally wear once. Unless they get remarried and they can still fit in the dress, then I guess they could wear it twice. Other things going on today you should know about today is National Dump the Pump Day. Leave the car at home. Bypass the gas stations if you can. You can conserve fuel by riding your bike to work, walking, or taking public transit, and save yourself a bit of money. But for a lot of people, a lot of those options aren't really on the table. According to AAA, though, most of the country is now paying more than $5 a gallon for regular gas. Truck drivers have it even worse. They're shelling out about $7 for diesel. I'm curious how much it costs to fill a truck trailer. Because that those have to be, the tractor trailer, those have to be, I don't know how many gallons. A ton. Truck drivers, if you're listening, feel free to give me a call. 925-WSJM. I'd love to know how much does it cost to fill the tank. Because I know for me, my car, it was like, I think I paid almost $90 to fill my tank. $90. And probably in the next week or so, it'll probably take 100. It's not cool. So hopefully, hopefully we get things figured out and things start to go down. Other things happening today. Speaking of refilling your gas tank, it is World Refill Day. Spare the environment. Another empty disposable cup by bringing your own reusable container to a coffee shop. And ever since the pandemic, some coffee chains and restaurants actually won't let you bring a container from home, but you can purchase one of their reusable cups. And that's how they get you. Mm-hmm. I know Starbucks was talking about getting rid of cups, and I know there's other coffee shops in the UK that will refuse to have their own cups. They want you to bring your own. And a lot of times in some cafes, some local cafes, I know you get a discount if you bring in your own cup. So give that a try. Today's also National Fudge Day. Love some good fudge. Useless knowledge about fudge. Did you know a fudge factory in Ontario, Canada, holds the Guinness World Record for the largest block of fudge ever made? It weighed 5,760 pounds, and that's more than three Ford F-150 pickup trucks. There you go. Today is also, what is it? The start of the Bonnaroo Festival, if you're into that. The start of the U.S. Open. That's going to tee off for the 121st time. And this year, it'll be played in Brookline, Massachusetts. The PGA this year banned 17 golfers from playing, including Dustin Johnson and Phil Mickelson, because of their affiliation with LIV Golf. NBA Finals, Game 6 of the NBA Finals, tipping off in Boston with the Celtics hosting the Golden State Warriors. So we'll see how that ends up going. Right now it's 3-2 Golden State. Golden State's been handling the games pretty well these past couple. So we'll see if home court advantage ends up turning in Boston's favor. I would love to see Game 7. I would love to see it go all the way to 7. And honestly, I'd love to see the Boston Celtics win. I know the Celtics have a lot of championships in their history, but this team doesn't. This team hasn't won a championship, and the coach is, I think it's his first year, so it would be pretty awesome. Plus, Steve Kerr, I think, has enough rings, actually too many rings for his hands, because he's got the 6 that he got from the Bulls, and I think he's got 3 or 4 with Golden State. So I think he's good for this year. I'd like to see Boston win. Well, but we'll see what ends up happening. If you're going to watch the game, 9 o'clock tonight, that's pretty late. And it's in Boston. Why so late? Not really sure why. Other things that you should watch and listen to, we will have the January 6th Select Committee from the U.S. House. They will have another session, another hearing. They keep moving the time around, but it looks like it's going to happen at 1 p.m. today. And you'll be able to hear that live right here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. It's time for Got Something to Say, where I talk to your friends and neighbors about what's going on right here in Southwest Michigan. And it's brought to you by our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. If you'd like to be a part of Got Something to Say, all you got to do is email me, letstalk@WSJM.com. If you've got an event coming up, a program you want to highlight, or anything like that, love to get the word out about it, especially about nonprofits. And if you want to give us a call at our office, we can set something up that way too, 925-1111. My guest today is my good friend James Gunter, and he is part of Present Pillars, which is a really cool organization. James, great to talk to you, man.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
So you are part of Present Pillars. What is Present Pillars for people that don't know what you guys do?
So Present Pillars is a fatherhood initiative founded by myself and John Sams, the fourth. So one day we were just sitting on his couch and talking about the, you know, different struggles that we have with fatherhood. Mm-hmm. And we decided that, hey, other people must be going through this too. And being a part of a community where nothing exists that has specific messaging towards fatherhood, we just figured that we'd get it started. So then Present Pillars was born.
And so with that, you it's sort of, you know, dads and mentorship and helpful conversations and things like that. And you guys do a lot of great events that we'll talk about in a minute. But what do you guys do with Present Pillars besides, you know, having those great conversations?
So we have a podcast where we've interviewed dads from our community, just talking about different things and creating normalcy around those topics. Mm-hmm. We do the community events, as you mentioned, and we also are soon launching a online, virtual, anonymous audio rooms where dads can come on and talk about different topics that they struggle with. You know, they could be there for support, you know, just the online community where we can really get to the bottom of a lot of the issues that we're facing and try to come up with some solutions.
Absolutely. Together. Absolutely. Yeah. Dads working together to, cause fatherhood's so important and fatherhood can be a struggle for many, you know, when you become a new dad, you know, it has its fair share of struggles.
Absolutely. And it's really, undervalued in our society. If you look at a lot of the stats that have come out, fatherhood is the answer to a lot of the questions that society faces. When you look at poverty, homelessness, education, when you look at all of those things compared to children, right? Mm-hmm. Fatherhood increases, or lack of fatherhood increases, all of those things exponentially. So we really envision a world, especially with us being Boys and Girls Club employees as well.
Yeah.
We envision a world where our children have the best possible head start, and just it's sustainable for a dad to be in the home, mm-hmm. or at least to be a part of a child's everyday life, because it makes a huge difference.
Now, when you're part of Present Pillars and you join the group and you you are a part of these conversations with dads, do you automatically get the New Balance shoes and the dad outfit? Does that come with it?
So I think the dad gear is just something that happens over time.
It just happens over time. Okay. It just happens to happen. But speaking of dads, you have a really cool thing coming up, especially with, you know, with Father's Day, just a few days away. But tomorrow you have something really cool happening at the Livery, Dads with Brews. Is it Dads with Brews? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. Dads and Brews.
Dads and Brews.
So basically, we're just looking for everyone to come out, show some support, have a good time, and hear about what Present Pillars is in even deeper depth. You know, talk to some dads, meet some dads, really just enjoy. It's all about community.
Yeah, and it's part of the Livery's Community Pint Night. So what time does that start, and how long is that going to last?
So we'll be there from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. So if people want to learn more about Present Pillars and what you guys do, or just, you know, hang out with dads, because, you know, when dads get together, you have the dad circle and you have the just hanging out and having great conversations and sharing stories. And then you get to have some great beers along with it. So that sounds like a lot of fun. We don't need to RSVP or anything like that. Just show up and enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah. Just show up and enjoy.
Now, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, you also are working on a really great event that's happening. Tell me a little bit more about this Father's Day event.
So our Father's Day event is in partnership with Benn Harbor Area Schools Discovery Enrichment Center. So the principal there, she has been very, very accommodating for us. And she's allowed for us to actually host free fatherhood flicks. It's the second time we've done this event. So basically a dad can bring his family, Mm-hmm. We have a selfie studio with different backdrops, such as basketball or fishing and different things like that. We have the 360 booth where you, I'm not sure if you've seen those, but it's really cool. We have a professional photographer that will also be on site to take professional pictures, okay. portraits of Dad and his family. And for a small upcharge, because the event is free, but to actually take home pictures, there's mm-hmm. a small upcharge.
Okay.
So yep, Dad will be able to come out and get capture some memories for Father's Day this year.
That's really cool. Where's this going to be happening at?
Discovery Enrichment Center, and that is at 465 South McCourt Street in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Okay. So dads can show up and whole families can come and enjoy, right?
Yes. So all that we ask is Dad is included, and we would love for Dad to just come out. If Dad is married, has a girlfriend, even if Mom and Dad are separated and want to come together just for the kids, we're okay with any of that. We just want to see Dad and his family.
Yeah, stepdads, father, any father figures, for
bonus
sure.
Dads, bonus uncles, dads, granddads, we want them all.
That's wonderful. And what are some other things that are going to be happening during this event? You mentioned the pictures. Is there going to be movies or anything like that?
No movies. It'll pretty much be just everything is about capturing memories and taking pictures. Some of the things will be selfie. So you'll be able to put your phone in a ring light and take some selfies that way. But for the most part, we just want everyone to come out, capture memories, and have a great time.
That's awesome. And definitely want to check that out. Good Father's Day activity, because it's something you can do in the afternoon. Come there, hang out for a little bit, and learn more about Present Pillars. And it's just have a fun activity with Dad. Can dads wear the dad gear then? Or, you don't want to embarrass the kids, right?
Embarrassing kids is the best part of fatherhood.
Yeah, and it's Father's Day, so fathers get to do whatever they want because it's their day.
Oh, yeah. It's our day.
James, I love the stuff that you and John and everybody with Present Pillars is doing. And you mentioned a podcast. You mentioned some other things that you're working on, you're coming up with. How do we follow you and learn more about Present Pillars?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website currently. It's presentpillars.com. Stay tuned for an update on that because we'll be converting to a different one soon.
Okay.
You could follow myself or John on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at Present Pillars. Follow our YouTube channel is Present Pillars as well.
Okay. And your podcast, you do a video with that too, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Man, you guys are doing so many cool things and great conversations. And with that, with Present Pillars and all these events that you guys do, obviously you probably need help with that, right? Either volunteers or people to support financially with donations or things like that, so you guys can continue to build up and build the community of Present Pillars, right?
Absolutely. We have a donate link on our website, again, at presentpillars.com. Okay. Also, you can join the community. So when you get to our website, there's mm-hmm. a pop-up that'll come up. If you fill that out, we'll get your information and we'll be able to send you different events and services that we'll be launching soon.
That's fantastic. You guys are growing exponentially, and it's a great thing for not only you guys, but also a great thing for our community and all the dads in our community as well. But James, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me about Present Pillars, and look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Really cool organization there. So definitely learn more about them. And you can learn more about how you can be part of Got Something to Say. It's real easy. You can just call me. 925-1111. We can set up a chance for us to chat then. Also, let's talk at WSJM.com. If you've got an event coming up, maybe it's a 5K, maybe it's a Father's Day event, maybe it's a golf outing, anything like that, any sort of great event that's going to help your organization and you need people to come to it, I would love to help spread the word. So feel free to reach out to me at any time. You send me a flyer and we can start the conversation that way. Anything. Love to have you on Got Something to Say. You can hear it every morning here on 94.9 WSJM. You can also hear it in the afternoon at 5:30 weekday afternoons at 5:30, as well as on WSJM.com and the WSJM app, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts, you can check it out there as well. And Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. Here's some of the things that are trending this morning as you're trying to wake up. There's no doubt that a lot of us are a little sleep deprived, but there's actually an age when you get the least amount of sleep. Nope, it's not in your college years with those all-nighters doing some partying or studying. According to research from the Medical College of Georgia, apparently we get the least amount of sleep at the age of 40. But don't worry, you'll start getting more sleep again when you're 60. So there's a 20-year gap there where apparently you don't get very good sleep, which is unfortunate. I will say I feel like I get a good amount of sleep. I don't sleep as long as I should at night, but I usually wake up decently refreshed, which is, saying something since I wake up at 4:30 in the morning to do this show. But, you know, maybe you're one of those people that struggles to just be a morning person. You envy all of those people that are bright and chipper and so happy and ready to go every single morning. But maybe they know some of these tips and tricks from sleep experts. A lot of night owls, you know, you're on your phone all the time. And then you wake up in the morning. Ugh, it's so hard. There's actually some tricks, and these there's six different ways. We'll try to get to all of them. This is according to some sleep experts. Not sure where these sleep experts are. My guess is they're probably in bed right now because they're sleep experts. Here's one. Do it in stages, not all at once. If you're always tired in the morning, you might need to go to bed earlier. But don't try to change overnight. Start getting in bed about 15 minutes earlier each night to let your internal clock adjust little by little. Yeah, there's so many people that are like, oh, well, I'm going to start going to bed at this time. And maybe that's an hour or 2 hours different than when you usually try to go to bed. So gradually do that. Another thing you could do is open the curtains and turn on the lights as soon as you wake up. The light tells your body to that it's time to be alert and active, and that happens slower if your place is too dim. Now, here's the problem. Waking up either before the sun comes up or in the wintertime, usually the sun isn't up until like 9 o'clock when you got to be at work. So that might work. What I think works for me, at least, waking up early, I actually have an alarm clock that has a light around it. And the light sort of simulates the sunrise. It slowly turns on and gets brighter and brighter about 15 minutes before my alarm goes off, which that's helpful. I still like to turn it off, but I get up. Here's another one. Be consistent with your sleep schedule. Don't sleep in or switch it up too much on the weekends. Consistency is key. So try to wake up roughly around the time that you usually wake up, and that might help you sleep better and be more of a morning person. Here's another one. And honestly, I just got to say, the person that invented the snooze button, at first, people probably thought he was a genius. Like, oh, so great. Extra 5 minutes, that's totally going to help me. No. The snooze button was probably one of the worst inventions because it gives you that choice. And, of course, you take the choice to stay in bed. But, according to these sleep experts, don't hit snooze. You got to rip the Band-Aid off and just get out of bed. Make it a rule. As soon as the alarm goes off, you got 5 seconds to start getting up. If you got a snooze button, try and see if you can tape it off or dismantle it, or, you know, if the button can come off and you can get it out of there, try that. But I know I wake up with the snooze button and it's right on the top, so I smack it every once in a while. Or I also have an alarm on my phone that goes off, and the snooze button is bigger than the off button. Come on, fix that. Here's another tip, according to sleep experts. Take melatonin, not right before bed, but take it a few hours before bed to tell your body to start winding down. Another tip that they have in these six tips, there's some pretty good ones. Try the RISE method. We already covered a few of these, but each letter stands for something different. R is for refrain from the snooze. I is for increase your physical activity in general. S stands for shower or splash water on your face. And then E stands for exposure to light as soon as possible. So all of those little methods might help you wake up and be more of a morning person, but maybe you also need to relax more. The average person only feels relaxed for about 40 minutes, according to a new poll. We only feel that, and 47% even said they feel that even less than that. We're trying to take better care of ourselves, though. Since the pandemic started, 72% of people said that they paid more attention to self-care. And the most common thing that we do to feel better about ourselves or relax include exercising, going on walks, reading, watching TV, and listening to music. Wonderful. Feel free to be part of the show, 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we're all there as well. This is something pretty monumental that's happened in the news. I don't know if you saw this or not. Well, I'll preface it with this. You know, when you have a cookout and you get yourself a pack of hot dogs and then you get yourself a pack of buns. Well, there's a little bit of a discrepancy. Usually the rate or the number of hot dogs to buns, the ratio's off. There's usually six hot dogs and then eight buns, or six buns and eight hot dogs. It's all off. Or there's 10 hot dogs and only eight buns. It causes a lot of problems. Well, now a deal has been struck, and this is the most monumental deal of the century. Heinz and Wonder Bread have now decided to enter into an agreement to make hot dog buns in packs of 10. Prior to the agreement, hot dogs were sold in packages of 10. The buns were sold in packages of 8. And you always had two hot dogs that just didn't have a home. The National Hot Dog Sausage Council, which I didn't know this existed. I want to be a part of this council. The National Hot Dog Sausage Council previously addressed this issue by saying sandwich rolls or hot dog buns, which right there, stop for a second. That right there makes it to where hot dogs are a sandwich. Anyways, moving on. They say sandwich rolls or hot dog buns most often come to 8 in a pack because the buns are baked in clusters of 4 in pans designed to hold 8 rolls. So I don't know if they made some changes as far as the pan goes or what, but now things have been fixed. Your cookout will be more manageable. You won't have to have a bunch of different things and extra buns, extra hot dogs, all of that. Everything now has balance. This is something that, speaking of food-related things, got a few food-related stories for you this morning. Ben and Jerry's doing something pretty cool. They're trying to help stop their cows from constantly burping and passing gas. The gas has actually increased global warming, and there have been talks about this, that the cows are a big cause of a lot of that, you know, carbon dioxide as well as methane in the air. Well, what Ben and Jerry's is doing is they've changed their cows' diets. The cows are now eating red seaweed, which acts as burp suppressant. So if you know somebody, maybe a human that has that issue as well, maybe you can start feeding your significant other or someone you know some red seaweed and help curb some of that gas passing. Speaking of passing gas, somebody who really hates air travelers, has designed the world's first double-decker airplane seat. So it's an attempt to save some space and make flying even more more uncomfortable. Now, the seats are kind of staggered. So instead of something that looks like bunk beds, they arrange so that the top one is positioned over somebody's lap. So think about that. Somebody over somebody's lap, that would put the passenger's butt right in your face. Let's look on the bright side, though. Not having a seat on the same level in front of you allows more room to stretch your legs, but the guy sitting on top of you won't have enough headroom to stand, so he's not going to be able to get up to go to the bathroom, so he's just going to pass gas and be farting in your face the entire time you're on a flight. I hope that makes the flight cheaper. If you make the price lower, it's still not going to make it more manageable or tolerable. Yeah, I'll definitely pass on that one. Not pass on the gas, but pass on the double-decker airplane seat. Probably one of the worst inventions. This is a good invention, though. Researchers from Stanford and Baylor are working to create a new exercise pill. They've actually identified a molecule that keeps people from getting hungry after working out. Now, the pill has been successful in reducing food intake and obesity in mice. That one professor, part of the study, says regular exercise has been proven to help weight loss, regulate appetites, and improve the metabolic profile, especially for people who are overweight and obese. If we can understand the mechanism by which exercise triggers these benefits, then we are closer to helping many people improve their health. So you're telling me instead of going to the gym and exercising, I can just take a pill? Man, sign me up for that. I'll still wear sweatpants and all of my workout gear, so it just looks like I went to the gym, even though all I did was take a pill. And if you go to moodyonthemarket.com and the Moody on the Market app, you'll be able to find a lot of great stories about what's going on right here in Southwest Michigan as regards to business, important things you should know about, best places to work. All of those great things can be found. Bold Women of Business, 40 Under 40, tons of stuff. One in particular I would like to highlight for your Moody on the Market update, which is brought to you by Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and Niles. Also brought to you by Bintris Moving and Self-Storage. They do the heavy lifting. Bintris Moving and Self-Storage. The South Haven Performance Series is getting ready to kick off its summer concert season, and it's starting everything with a bang as it invites the Lincoln Trio. They'll perform on June 24th. The South Haven Performance Series brings that Chicago-based Lincoln Trio. It will delight audiences with their virtuosity and versatility on Friday, June 24th, for the kickoff of the 12th summer season for the South Haven Performance Series. The concert's going to be at 7:30 p.m. It's going to take place in the air-conditioned First United Methodist Church on Michigan Avenue in South Haven. Founded in 2010, the South Haven Performance Series is an all-volunteer, community-based organization dedicated to providing a rich mixture of professional music and the performing arts for the residents and visitors of South Haven. Now, the Lincoln Trio, nominated in 2017 for Best Performance by a Small Ensemble, they have become one of Chicago's most celebrated chamber ensembles, and they take their name from their home in the heartland of the USA, the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. Now, they're not going to wear, Lincoln outfits. They're not going to dress looking like Lincoln. No, they're just going to dress as themselves. But they're going to play some great music. They've been around, they've been together since 2003. And they're fantastic. Now, the series, the South Haven Performance Series, will continue also on Friday, July 29th, with Stephen Lancaster, a baritone, and Kevin Vaughn, an organist, going to take the stage at Peace Lutheran Church at 7:30 p.m. Now, performances are provided thanks to the generosity and support of the South Haven Community Foundation and corporate sponsors, as well as individual donors. A modest $10 admission is charged for the summer concerts. There is no advance sale. Doors open 1/2 hour before the concerts, and students are always welcome and always free. and learn more about the South Haven Performance Series and get links and everything else you need to know about what's coming up this season by checking out the full story at moodyonthemarket.com. And you can find it when you're on the go on the Moody on the Market app. Download that for free in your app store. Your Moody on the Market update is brought to you by Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and Niles. Also brought to you by Bintress Moving and Self Storage. They do the heavy lifting. Bintress Moving and Self Storage.